chakra centers. All of your eight chakra centers. And see them in perfect alignment. All eight chakras starting from the bottom up, the first chakra, see that color as a brilliant red color, bright red, the base of the spine. And moving up the second chakra, orange. The third, yellow. Yellow is the sun. To see a shining sun there in your solar plexus area. The fourth, at the heart center, the fourth chakra, deep blue-green. Visualize the forest for that blue-green. Just above the heart center, the high heart center, and that's magenta. And the fifth chakra at the throat area, sky blue. And the sixth, in the middle of the forehead, the third eye center, purple or indigo as the night sky. And the seventh chakra, the crown chakra, gold or violet or silver. And the eighth chakra, the soul star chakra, brilliant, brilliant white, pure white. Now, as you're aware of the perfect alignment of the chakras and the colors of the chakras, also be aware of the vibrational spinning of the chakras as well. Clockwise and counterclockwise. And if the chakras are spinning somewhat slowly, especially the lower chakras, speed them up with your mind. Just simply see them spinning faster and faster. Now, if you would, put your attention at your high heart center and your sixth chakra, the third eye, and energetically connect the two. Simply by sending energy from your high heart center to your third eye, the sixth chakra, and back down again to the high heart and around, forming a vortex of energy. And feel yourself, your conscious knowing self, being pulled into that vortex, with the exit point being in the middle of your forehead. So that you're now, as a little ball of light, a conscious ball of light, your conscious knowing self, looking out through that third eye, as if you were looking through a doorway or a window out into the astral realm. And let yourself now move through that doorway, right through your third eye, exit through your third eye, so that you are now standing in the room, wherever your physical body is, but you can turn around and you can actually see your physical body laying there. Get that sense of being both outside of the physical body, but yet still connected to it. Where you can move back and forth easily between the two. And again, if you have trouble visualizing, just think it. But do not ever become fearful in any way or think that you cannot do this or that you're not doing it right. There is no right or wrong. Just simply let it be. And now, if you would, be aware of the flame that burns within you. Each of you have, if the flame can be a golden flame, can be a violet flame, and see that flame, make it a violet flame now, burning within you and expanding and growing within you until it expands out to encompass or engulf your entire physical body. But it is not only engulfing your physical body, but your astral and etheric as well. And all the old programming now, just as a fire burns out the old and brings on the new, all the old programming that has been held within these chakra centers for so long, feel it just burning away now, burning away with this violet flame that burns out all the old and then brings on the new. In a sense, being born again anew. And now see that flame continuing to expand and grow till it's expanded beyond your physical body and actually encompass or engulf the entire room where you are. And then the building itself that you're in. If you're in a building, if you're outside, just let it expand and grow till it expands beyond the area that you're in now to the town, the village, the city. Wherever you are, see it expanding and growing, and it is completely by your will that you can expand this flame. And see it now expanding, and at the same time, let yourself now, that conscious knowing self that is in your astral body now, begin to float up while that violet flame is expanding. Feel yourself floating up higher and higher, seeing your physical body falling down below you as you rise up through the sky, through the clouds, up into past the Earth's atmosphere, and you can look down and see the beautiful Earth, the beautiful Gaia below you, and you can see that flame now expanding and growing. And notice how as it continues to expand, it begins to meet other violet flames, and expanding along with them, merging with them, and expanding and growing. Even people that are not aware of doing this are doing it. For it is the light working community, the star seeds, that are expanding this violet flame. Either within their consciousness or outside of their consciousness. So see it expanding until it's expanded and engulfed the entire planet. And the planet is burning with this violet flame. And all the old dross is now burning away, which is all the old programming that was brought to this planet long, long ago. And now is finding its ascension point. It's expanding beyond. See, even expanding beyond time itself. For time is relative. And you're moving to the point where you will come to no time. But for now, be aware of the planet, engulfed in this violet flame. And also, if you have not already, become aware of the planets in the solar system and all of the ships that surround the planet, all of the millions of ships of all different sizes, shapes, colors, different lighting, all with consciousness, both consciousness within with the occupants, as well as many have the consciousness within the ships themselves. All is consciousness and vibration. And now, as you're aware of the planets and all of the ships, let your visualization now take you through the sun, through the solar sun, and out into the galaxy. Just let yourself continue to move further and further out and become aware of all of the galaxies beyond this galaxy. And each galaxy has a central sun. Notice there are billions of galaxies in this universe. And all the way to the central sun of this universe itself, to the cosmic central source of this universe. And see that sun, that flaming ball of light, immense, brilliant light, shining out. And energy shooting out from it in all different directions as it bathes the entire universe with its light, with its energy, with its focus. And see these energy pulses that have been shooting out from this central universal sun. And coming as waves down through all of the central suns of all of the galaxies, through all into this galaxy itself, through the central sun, through all of the cosmic beings that are out here, and down to the earth. Wave after wave, energy wave after energy wave, consciousness expanding and growing as each wave hits the planet and spreads out, bringing higher and higher consciousness, higher and higher vibrational frequencies to the planet, even to the point where you can see the Schumann resonance spiking at different times, bringing the love quotient of this planet higher and higher. Even though it does not appear so, as you look at the outer matrix of this planet, but look within and see love shining forth. See light shining brilliantly throughout the planet as wave after wave of energy, of consciousness is coming, has come and is still coming to the planet. Then look and see that one wave, that massive pulse of energy that is still yet heading toward the planet. See it moving through all of the central suns of all of the galaxies, making its way toward this galaxy. And then see it now, move ahead, see it as it comes to this planet and strikes the planet as a flash of energy, a solar flash, if you will. that spreads out across the planet, raising consciousness, bringing life to this planet, life that you have never felt before, for all will come alive in those moments, moments which can be literally minutes or hours or days or weeks. Feel the energy now and the blissful feeling that comes as a result of it. Take whatever moment in your life where you felt the most blissful feelings ever and multiply it hundreds of times over and begin to feel what it shall be like when the event occurs. Feel the energy, the consciousness within you. Notice how the remembrances will be coming back to you. You may even have a fleeting memory come back to you now. Something you hadn't ever thought of before might come to you right now, in this moment. Let it be. Let it be there. Feel yourself expanding in consciousness and the programming that you have had lifetime after lifetime after lifetime. Feel it just washing away, burning away, having it be there no more. For you do not need to hold on to those old past memories. For you are literally becoming born again. Now for just a moment, as consciousness raises across the planet, as lights come on everywhere in individuals, in the awakening that will ensue and is actually happening now. See, as love returns to the planet, as light illuminates all the darkness on the planet, see mankind coming back together again. Feeling the unity, feeling the oneness, feeling the incarnate love within each, and spreading that to their neighbors. And where they would shun each other before, see people coming together, clasping hands, embracing in wonderful hugs, feeling the togetherness and the oneness of all of life, with human, animal, and plant and mineral, all with consciousness, all with consciousness raising. See, where there are no more wars, there is only peace. Peace throughout the planet, everywhere. See, people rejoicing in the streets, for they are free. Free to go about their lives as they wish to. not as they are controlled to. See the joy in people's faces and children playing everywhere without a care in the world. For there is no more fear. See people everywhere becoming whole again, whereas if before they found themselves wanting in some way in their bodily forms, see them becoming whole. See youth returning wherever it is desired, with many inventions, technology being brought forth to move everyone through this transition and fully into their ascension process. Now, if you would, begin to drift back towards your physical form, bringing your astral and etheric body back into your physical body. But bring that blissful feeling that you had, and maybe even a memory that came back to you, bring it back in with you. Let yourself come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. And I am your Saint Germain. And I come again at this time because of a calling that is reaching out to the many, not only here in this country, but across the entire planet, a calling that is raising the voices on high and the power coming back to all of you as you fully awaken into who you are. For these are those times you have been working for. Not just this lifetime, but for many lifetimes, working up to this time, these moments that are ahead yet, but coming on swiftly. You all made promises long ago, volunteered for this mission. And this mission is now coming closer and closer to the final culmination. But in order to have that, in order to finish this game, if you will, you must first release, as a collective, all of the darkness here on this planet. And to do so, you must bring that darkness, those shadows, into the light. And that is what is happening now in your election process in this country and in all the ensuing changeover that occurs as a result of this throughout the planet. People are watching everywhere on this planet now what happens here in this United States of America. Everybody is watching how the corruption in this country is being overcome by a few great ones that have stepped forward and are raising their voices and bringing their power forward so that they can help to free not only those here in this country, but the entire planet. And it is not only the world that is watching, but all of those above in their ships and in other planets and even throughout the galaxy are watching what happens here and now. And you, all of you, have front row seats. You are all here watching this play or this movie unfold everywhere. And it is unfolding right in front of you. Some of you are watching. Some of you are participating. As if you were able to step on stage and be a participant in the play. And then at times, you step back off the stage and sit back down and watch again. But there are those that are forever focused on being in the play, continuing within the game. And that is most of you. Most of you are here now in these moments to continue to bring this all forward, to continue to reveal the truth everywhere that you are able. There is those expressions that are coming from your mass media that are coming closer and closer now. You may not see it yet, but they are coming closer to needing to reveal the truth. And there are those that are stepping forward and sharing the truth to many, many more who are awakening to it. And that is how this whole awakening process is happening now. The truth shall be revealed everywhere. Not a rock will be unturned. For everything will come through as it needs to. And all of you, as you have been hearing for some time now, are the catalysts for this. You are the ones you have been waiting for. It is not us, those of the ascended ones. It is not the galactics. It is not the Ogarthans. It is all of you. Because it is all of you, you are the ones to make the difference. You are the ones to step behind the president of this country. Step behind him and follow him and give him support and your prayers and all those that work with him. Because again, it is not only this country that is at stake and the republic here, but it is the entire planet that is in the throes right now of a great rebellion within. You are all a part of that great rebellion, or revolution, if you will. But it is not a revolution with guns. It is not a revolution outside of yourself. It is a revolution within yourselves. And as you are able to overcome the diversity within yourself and bring those shadows within yourself to the light, That will bring the light to the world. I am Saint Germain, and I leave you now in peace and love and oneness, and that you continue to do everything that you can to bring about this changeover, to bring it forward, to draw it to you. Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Hum. Greetings to you. One who serves here, Shoshana here, and we are ready to continue this process that was started quite some time ago now, and we are continuing it, and we are certainly looking forward to the end of this particular year and the beginning of the next. And what a culmination this year is going to bring for you. You have been through a great deal, seemingly, as you look at it. It is out of the normal for you, for many of you, throughout this year. But it is necessary for this great division that is occurring across the planet, and certainly here within this country, it is necessary for the great awakening to continue across the entire planet, as Saint Germain has given here. For it is not only freedom of this country that is at stake, it is freedom of the entire world and even the solar system and galaxy that is at stake. But fear not. Everything is being orchestrated and all part of the greater plan here. And this plan cannot be defeated. It is not possible. For you have the entire God source behind you. And how can those of the minions of the dark, how can they even begin to think that they can defeat the light? It is not possible. So, be of good cheer, my friends. Everything is exactly as it needs to be, and you are always in the perfect right place, in the perfect right moment, here and now. We are ready for your questions, if you have them.
I have one. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Good. As James was proceeding with the meditation, when he said that we should be going towards the sun, I could see my etheric self going towards the sun, and I was thinking I was as small as a pinprick compared to the size of the sun. And then all of a sudden, my etheric self enveloped the sun. I got huge. I totally enveloped the sun. I felt the big energy surge when I did that. And then I kept going past the sun. And then when it was time to come back to my body here, I reversed that, enveloped the sun again, then went back to my normal size, which again gave me a huge energy shift or something. I'm just wondering if what that really means, because that's all I can really figure about it.
What we would say to you, dear Thomas, is that what it means to you, it means to you. It does not necessarily have to have a meaning to everyone here on this call or who would read these or listen to these words after. But we can say that it is akin to the idea or the ideal here of oneness, universal oneness. And that is what was being shown to you, that you are as large as the universe and as small as a pinprick. You see? Shoshana, do you have anything you would add here?
We find that your explanation is perfect.
Very good. Was this sufficient for you, dear one?
Yes, thank you.
Yes. Would there be other questions here?
I have a question.
Yes.
And thank you for the positive message as well. My question is, well, first of all, a few weeks ago, I did a journey just to sort of see where things were at with our provincial premier here, who's the one who's mandating these masks and now a lockdown again. And a few weeks ago, I kind of went up to this table and I saw we were all sitting around, and he was there. And I was kind of hoping his brother, who was our mayor before and passed on, might give him some positive pushes. And anyway, but what I saw was him being led away in handcuffs. excuse me. And then that was it. I saw that a couple of times. And then, so again, that was a few weeks ago. Recently, I just saw him. I had a look, and all I saw was him dressed up as Santa Claus. Well, he kind of looks like a young Santa Claus physically. But so I was kind of surprised at that positive image. So my question is that, as far as you can see, is that indicating a positive turn of events from that man?
First of all, were you seeing this in a dream or a vision? Is this how you
in a vision.
In a vision.
In a journey I took.
Yes.
Or several, I guess.
We can share.
Yes, please do.
Dear sister, may we share with you?
Yes, please.
Dear sister, what your intuitive knowing is showing you is that each being has the ability to be as positive and loving and giving as that being that you saw that you call Santa Claus. And each being has the ability to succumb to the darkness and be jailed away. We each, as humans, have these propensities within us. And because your planet is a free will zone, you must choose. You must choose the light, or you must choose the darkness. What we find is that you are seeing that each being has this choice, including the one you speak of. Does this make sense, dear sister?
Yes, it does.
Namaste.
Very good.
Thank you very much.
Would there be other questions here?
I have a question.
Yes.
Hi.
Yes.
I think this comes up for a lot of us lightworkers. How do we best handle people we've known for many, many, many years, even 30, 40 years, that we have good relationships with, but then, and they know that I'm awake, and they'll send me articles or videos about COVID and about the mainstream media, Biden won. It tends to upset me in my stomach. Do I not look at them? Do I just say thank you? How do we handle those people who are trying to convince us otherwise than what we know is true?
We would say for you to stay within your power at all times. Stay within the knowing that you have within yourself. And let these occurrences come along and just let them go. Do not become involved in it. This is what we speak of when we say be in the world, but not of the world. And if you continue to practice that, you will not have an issue with this, because you, those of you, the awakened ones, know what is occurring here. You know this is a great division that is happening and a timeline split that is approaching here more and more. So that those that will not turn to the light will eventually be consumed by the light. Now, that can be interpreted in many different ways, and we will leave that up to your own interpretation here. But just understand that it is not necessary for you to succumb to their issues, their control issues, and we speak here of beyond what you are asking here in terms of the control issues that are coming from your various governments and all of this. It is not for you to comply with those things, as long as it doesn't hurt you or someone else. That is what you always need to be concerned with here. Long as your actions do not affect someone else negatively. And if you do that and just continue to be who you are and within your own power, everything is going to take care of itself here for you. And you will find that as you look back on these times, as you look years ahead from now, and you look back on these times, you will wonder how you even got through all of this, but you will have. Okay? Would you have an answer here for them, Shoshana? Anything you wish to say?
Dear sister, may we share with you?
Yes, sister. Thank you.
Dear sister, we must ask, do you wish to counter their perspective and use your energy this way?
No, I'm basically just ignoring it and not even reading them.
And is this what you wish to do?
Yes, because it does not work. They're asleep, and there's nothing more I can do but just shine my light. So I choose to not engage.
So what is the true nature of your question?
I think you answered my question. I sometimes get when I see it sent to me, my stomach gets churned up, and then I just close it out and move on to something else. So it does trigger my surprise that some of these people are so asleep, and it hurts my heart sometimes. That's what it does.
So you wish to change their minds?
It sure would be nice, but I can't.
So you have chosen your response. It is appropriate, dear sister. Do not be concerned. It is appropriate for you. Some people wish to create an exchange that is difficult and full of conflict, and that is appropriate for them. You must do what is appropriate for you in this matter. Namaste.
Namaste.
Remember, it is all about discernment here and using your discernment on all of these types of situations. Would there be other questions here? Any further questions? Then we are ready for your email questions.
Oh, I have a question.
Yes.
I was muted. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay. This is from these travels I do with my higher self sometimes, where she's bringing me back to the past to see certain things. And this was, I had talked about the bringing the Golden Sun disc to South America. And I went back there with her, and what we did, and there was other people involved as well, and I believe they're from my group, from this group here, my family. And we took him down and placed it. It was on top of a mountain that overlooked a lake way down below, and around just the beautiful surroundings and hills and forests and so on. And I believe it was Lake Titicaca. I'd like to have that confirmed. And there were others. There were people on the lake there, there was a big celebration going on, I guess because of the sun disk having been brought there. And they had they were in beautiful boats, hand carved boats, and colorful painted, and they had colorful costumes on and headdresses, and they were celebrating the return of the disk. And I would like to know if this was Lake Titicaca, and also I believe James was part of it. I don't know who else. Can you at all tell me who else was involved? I think there might have been Lisa there, maybe Linda.
We can confirm for you it was indeed the area of the Lake Titicaca and in that Valley of the Blue Moon there. So that is accurate. We cannot confirm, though, the people that you wish to become aware of here. That is up to them and to your own experience and your own guidance to lead you in that direction as to who might have been involved in that.
Yeah.
So that is all we can give on this.
Okay, and I'd like to talk about another travel from that, and that was she took me over, flying over the majestic Himalayas, and we flew over these, you know, like never-ending mountains until we came, and you know, the snow and high peaks and all of that, until we came to a where the mountains ended. And there was the ocean there, and sea, you know, spread out far, there was a small, a narrow valley from the ocean that went into, you know, it was surrounded by mountains on three sides, a little mountain range.
What
and,
is your question here, though?
They were dwelling. Okay. What was my question? Well, I thought it was it was very, very beautiful there, and it was very sunny, and people were extremely happy and all that. And I felt it was, to me, it was Shangri-La, and there was in you know, there were dwellings on each side of these where the people lived, and at the end, in the middle there of the, there was a big like a square, big, it was a square coming out of the mountain there, and it had four posts on it and like white curtains waving the sun between the posts. And it was, you know, higher up on the mountain there, but I didn't see any roads or stairs or anything, and I knew it was where I lived up there. There was no, I saw it just from the outside. There was a big bed in there, and there was no other room. There was no bathroom. There was no kitchen. And I thought, well, it's interesting because in these days we probably didn't eat, and we didn't need kitchens or bathroom.
Dear one, are you looking for confirmation of this experience, that it was real? Or what is your question here for this?
Well, I believe it was real, but confirmation would be nice.
And we can give you that. It was certainly real for you to experience this. You were being brought to a place that you have been before in your physical body. So that in itself was real, but it is not a place that is relatively accessible or easily accessible by the ones from outside of this area. Only certain ones are being able to be brought here into this particular place. And as we say, you have been there before, and you were given the opportunity here at this time now to experience it once again, to to bring some of those remembrances that we have been speaking of for some time back to you. And that was what it was for. But there is more, and perhaps Shoshana may be able to give more insight into this for you. Would you be able to do that, Shoshana?
We can share somewhat. May we share?
Yes, please.
Dear sister, you are experiencing that which is beyond the third dimension. These places that you visit in your meditations, in your dreams, in your wanderings, are where you have been before, but it is not this dimension, you see. It is not this third dimension. Mm-hmm. That is why it is so different for you, and it is so beautiful and peaceful. It is not here, you see. It is a version of places on this planet that have ascended, that are in an ascended mode, that are past the 3D chaos. And we find that you long for this, you wish for this, and that is why this is being shown to you. We just say bask in this, enjoy this, as you have experienced this at another dimensional level, and you continue to, as you are a multidimensional being that is living on that dimension as well. Namaste.
Yes, thank you.
Would there be other questions here? Then again, we are ready then for your email questions. Does the one who have the email questions here for that?
Yes, I'm here. Let me turn on a light. Claudia, you can call me. I might have some info on that jutting out building that you're talking about.
Okay. Wonderful.
Okay, let's see.
Yes, your question?
Yes, I was opening up the book. Okay. First question. When star seeds get night visitations and are worked on, what is done and for what purpose?
What we can tell you is that everyone is individual in this. It is not the same for all, because many of the so-called star seeds are here and being monitored, we will say, by those that they come from in terms of their families. From long ago and far, far away. And these ones continue to monitor the experiences you have and continue to assist you in those experiences throughout your life. So when you have those nightly visits, as is being asked here, they are working with your particular body and your astral and your etheric body to bring you to a point where you are more and more prepared for what is all coming here in terms of the event, in terms of your ascension, and preparing you in ways of reconnecting your DNA, we will say here, as one particular thing, or opening your third eye and assisting to bring this process forward for you, and other things as well. They are working at an individual basis with each of you to bring you forward throughout all of this so that you are ready and able to be of assistance when the time comes, which would be in this transition period that you are moving through now at this point. Okay, Shoshana, do you have something you add here?
We will share.
Yes.
We will share on this. It is rather simple. The process is to enhance the potential of the being. To enhance the potential of the being to move forward in consciousness. And once the being is aware that the purpose is to enhance their potential, they may take advantage of that enhancement once they are aware of this. Namaste.
Wonderful. And your next question?
Yes. Let's see. How is it that we all have been created or birthed or born into this world, I guess, and yet all are immortal?
That is a very difficult concept to understand, that one can come from nothing, you might say, and be born, as you are saying here, and be immortal in terms of never an end. So there is never a beginning or an end. And it is a very difficult concept for anyone at the three-dimensional level to even begin to understand. But think of it in terms of energy, if you will. Energy, as you have heard from your science, can neither be created nor destroyed. It always has been, always will be. So, you are energy. You cannot be created or destroyed. And in the sense that the prime creator is energy, cannot be created nor ever destroyed. And you are a part of that prime creator source energy. You see? That is how we would answer that. Shoshana, do you have
We will share our perspective. The idea of mortality is tied to the end of something, which is tied to the idea of time. Time does not exist. Time is a construct of man to experience space, to experience life, to experience moments. But time really does not exist. So all are immortal because the idea of time does not exist within the universe. So there is never an end and there is never a beginning. And of course, that is difficult to understand if you are a third dimensional being trying to use your conscious third dimensional mind to understand immortality. It cannot be done. Namaste.
Very good. Then we are done for the time. Shoshana, do you have a parting message?
I do not.
Very good. Then we would just simply say to hang in there, as your saying goes, because even though it appears that everything around you is falling apart, it is not. It is all coming together just as it needs to. So be at peace, my dear brothers, my dear sisters. Everything is working out exactly as it needs to. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.